From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has set a tentative date for announcing his nominee to the U.S. High Court. That story now from AP's Mike Gracia.
President Trump plans to move quickly on selecting a replacement for retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Aboard Air Force One on his way to his New Jersey resort for the weekend, the president told reporters he plans to announce his pick on Monday, July 9th.
So I'll be announcing it the Monday after July 4th?
The president was asked if he plans to question the potential court nominees about their views on abortion rights.
I'm not going to ask him that question, by the way. That's not a question I'll be asking.
The retiring Kennedy has been a key swing vote on the court. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Immigration advocacy groups planning hundreds of marches across the U.S. today to protest President Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. Washington, Los Angeles, and New York, as well as smaller communities, will be seeing those rallies. Lots of migrant families have been separated, and Kathy Tatakwin of the National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights says families need to be reunited as soon as possible.
Every day that goes by for both the children and the parents is a day of trauma and anguish, and there are long-term consequences certainly to this experience, which for many of these families has been weeks.
Around 2,000 migrant families are being detained with children separated from their parents. Somali officials say the United States has deported 84 Somalis back to their home country. In Somalia, they've been detained and will be released after security agencies debrief them. It's not clear if all the deportees will be freed. Around 275 Somalis were deported from the United States last year. This is VOA News. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights calling for an end to the fighting in Daraa, that's in southwestern Syria, warning of a humanitarian catastrophe. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations says thousands of people are fleeing the escalating violence in Daraa. But it warns civilians caught in the battle between Syrian and rebel forces are likely to be trapped in the governorate because Jordan has closed the border, cutting off their main escape route. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Liz Throssell, tells VOA that is very worrying.
The real concern is that we're going to see a repetition of what we saw in Eastern Ghouta, the bloodshed, the suffering, the civilians being held, being under a siege.
The UN Human Rights Office has documented at least 46 civilian deaths, including children, since fighting erupted 11 days ago. The agency believes the true figure is probably higher. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Clashes between Palestinians and Israeli troops along the border in the southern Gaza Strip turned deadly, two people being killed by Israeli gunfire. Most recent protest along the Gaza border began on March 30th, and weekly protests organized by the Islamic militant group Hamas, which rules the territory, have continued with at least 137 Palestinians killed by Israeli troops. Israel says it's defending the border and nearby communities and accuses Hamas of using the protest as cover for militant attacks on border fence areas along the Israeli border. A volcano on the Indonesian island of Bali erupted, prompting airlines to cancel a lot of flights, 450 or more, diverting travel plans of 75,000 people, both inside and outside the holiday destination. The airport now reopened. Indonesia located on what's known geographically as the Ring of Fire, an area of high volcanic and seismic activity around the rim of the Pacific Ocean. Police in Annapolis, Maryland, that's a city near Washington, have identified the man who, armed with smoke grenades and a shotgun, went on a shooting rampage at a local newspaper. That story now from AP's Mike Hempen.
Jared Ramos has been charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder in the shootings at the Capital Gazette office in Annapolis. Authorities say he opened fire inside the newspaper office, killing 5 and injuring 2. Ramos had a long, acrimonious history with the paper, including a lawsuit and years of harassment of its journalists. I'm Mike Hempen.
You can get more news at our website. Check us out at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.